Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey Chicklets, it's me, and I'm just here again to remind you about our sponsor, as we always do. They go by the name of Hulu Plus, and they're sickening. I just finished the second season of Once Upon a Time. Girl, it was nuts. Now I might hop over to Revenge, not really sure yet. But anyway, you can find your favorite show right now by going to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and getting a taste of that extended free trial. So go try it out. You're going to love it. HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Let's get the show started. Hey, girls. Hey, boys. I go by the name of Daria Morgendorfer.
I'm Harriet Tubman.
And this is The Read.
Episode 20.
Is it episode 20 already?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like this is a milestone.
It is. We should go do something.
I mean, we're a part of iTunes little...
Yeah, so we just... I mean, we knew about it because we had a meeting with the lovely iTunes representative a few weeks or so back. But The Read has been included in their worldwide iTunes store promotion celebrating 1 billion podcast subscribers worldwide. That is pretty nuts.
And out of all of the podcasts that are on iTunes, for us to be a part of that is pretty fucking awesome.
Right.
So thanks to all the great people over at Apple and iTunes for including us. And thanks to all of you for listening. And allowing for that to happen.
Yeah, you can check out the feature page and see us right there alongside so many other amazing shows at iTunes.com/podcast1B. Other than that, how you feeling? How you doing?
Great. Can't complain.
You look so enthused and rejuvenated and happy.
Well, I'm sober today.
Well, may wonders never cease. Look at God.
How was Sailor Moon?
Bitch, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't know?
No, I don't.
You have been calling me Serena and calling yourself Luna for like the past 7 days.
That's because Serena's an idiot and Luna has all the goddamn sense.
So you have been watching it?
I may have seen an episode or two.
You stand out of my mentions the other day talking about bitch Amy is Sailor Mercury.
I wasn't standing. I was making an observation.
It was in all caps.
So, I was excited.
Because you love it.
You know, fuck you, okay?
It's fine.
Whatever. I've seen 18 episodes. I kind of can't stop watching it. I cannot believe I never heard of it before you yelled at me.
Now you understand why I was so shocked.
Listen, it's terrible, though. It's the goddamn worst show. Like, it's so
anime
bad.
Anime is just kind of weird sometimes, but it's a great, like, it's just everything.
Right. It's terrible, but I can't stop watching it, so.
All right, great.
You won, motherfucker.
Yes, I did.
Anyway.
And with you, the wins don't come very
often.
They
don't. You better hold on to this one tight, bitch.
I damn sure am.
Because it'll be a while.
Anyway, so let's get started.
Yeah.
Kanye.
My favorite.
So Kanye was all up in the news Friday afternoon. Because he was leaving LAX, I think. And as he was walking to his car, he was, of course, surrounded by tons and tons of paparazzi.
Of course.
And they had that one asshole who decided to ask him a whole bunch of questions. Now, we all know that Kanye does not want y'all niggas talking to him. He says it every time. Don't speak. Not don't speak to me, but don't speak.
Right. Just don't talk.
And so this dumbass is like, hey, Kanye, why can't we talk to you? Kanye, hey, why can't we talk to you? So Kanye was like, oh, girl. Like, I felt like he took his earrings off in his head and, like, dropped all his shit. And he was like, so this is what you want? Like, you want for me to come and kick your ass so then you can sue me for $250,000 or whatever number it was
right. He said.
And he was just so worked up that he, like, jumped on the guy and tried to wrestle the camera out of his hands. And
Yeah.
Then the guy like fake fainted, and then they had like paramedics come get him. And Kanye was long gone by that time.
Right, of course.
And so it was this big stink, and now they're saying police are investigating or whatever. But
oh, girl.
Like, he has continuously and consistently told you to leave him the fuck alone.
Right.
And that's exactly why that motherfucker did that. Because he wanted that kind of reaction, because that footage will sell way more than him having a calm stroll to his car.
Exactly.
And this is why I don't really like paparazzi. Like, being a blogger and doing podcasts and YouTube and all that shit, like, paparazzi could come in handy sometimes because they can provide us with stories. But I just cannot imagine somebody, or not even just somebody, but like 5 to 10, sometimes more, people surrounding you with cameras and asking you questions about your personal life when you're just trying to go to Chipotle or something.
Right.
Like, can you imagine, like, just leaving your home and trying to go get it, like, a McDouble? People are just, like, asking you about whoever it was that you just slept with. I don't know how celebrities do it.
Yeah, like, girl, I'm literally just walking to the car. I don't want to answer your questions. I don't want to be bothered. Get your fucking camera out of my face. Like, I already know what a lot of people are going to say, that, you know, no matter what, you still shouldn't react physically if somebody's bothering you and blah, 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 whatever the fuck else.
True.
I get it. But, girl, I also understand snapping off on somebody when you have told people over and over to not fuck with you. And niggas just continue to fuck with you anyway, and they just poke at you.
Because at that point,
it's
them antagonizing
you. I get it. Like, I understand. And I think a lot of people maybe just refuse to put themselves in the situation. I understand why you would be like, okay, you know what? I done talked too many times, and now, you know, I'm about to show you the fat me's greasy, and I'm going to open up a can of ass whooping all over
that
your ass.
Was Crystal's country saying of the week. Say it again. What was that?
No, fuck you. You know what? And now I'm thinking about it. I actually deliberately stopped, like, saying things, certain things that I knew you would make fun of
while.
Me for. Yeah.
No, but I love that.
No, fuck you, because you just use it as opportunity to make fun of me.
Whatever. And so Christy Alley made some comments saying that she encourages other celebrities to react the same way.
She used to go off on celebrities,
sure the fuck
too.
Did, but not like Mama Bjork. Do you remember when Bjork was like in Thailand? I don't even remember where she was,
that
but she got off like the plane.
That weird Asian girl. Listen, who wore the swan
Bjork.
Dress. Her?
Yes.
Does she sing in English? I don't know any of her songs.
Anyway, okay. The point is,
well, all right.
Celebrities are people too.
Yeah.
And so, just, I mean, I give literally all of them grief. But I just cannot imagine living with people just shoving cameras in your face every second of the day. Like, the only person who's really good at dealing with them is like Rihanna.
Right.
Because she's so shady and so like her mouth is so slick that it's like she just gets away with it all the time.
And she's so high that it just
and
takes a
so,
lot to
right.
piss her off.
It really does sometimes.
When you live in the clouds, it takes a lot for niggas to miss you out. So you walk outside. First of all, you're Rihanna. You're gorgeous. People are going to follow you around anyway. But then you get really high and it's just like, oh, girl, this shit is whatever. Like, look at my life, bitch. I'm fantastic.
When that paparazzi motherfucker asked her for some free tickets to her concert and she said free tickets.
Free
these
tickets.
Nuts. And no, you did not.
No, I can't do accents.
You're stupid.
That was my Rihanna accent.
I don't know what's going to happen with Miss Kanye, and I'm praying for her.
I think he stopped doing, like, natural drugs and started doing man-made drugs.
Well,
it would explain the losing the temper. And that whole rant he went on the other day talking about the second verse of
New Slaves
is
the best hip-hop verse ever.
Bitch, are you joking?
First of all, New Slaves slaps. It goes off.
It does.
But you ain't gonna sit here and try to preach to me about corporations and niggas spending all their money on blah, blah, blah when you out here pimping these fucking Yeezy 2s or whatever, these all red sneakers for $5,000 goddamn.
Right, this nigga's like, selling a blue Hanes tall tee for $120. Like, girl, what?
Like, you keep it cute.
You just calm down right now with all that.
Maybe you should save that for Mos Def or Yasin B or whatever the fuck he calls himself now, and NDR.
Don't come around here with that mess.
And all of the other, like, neo soul girls.
Mm-mm.
I don't know, Kanye. You need to stop, worry less about these people. I know they're getting on your nerves. Do it for North.
Yeah. Bless her little heart.
Because she needs all the blessings she can get. Also talking about niggas in legal issues. I know you hate it.
If you're about to say Chris Brown, I'm going to get up and walk out of here. Like, I'm not even bullshitting. And you will do this segment by yourself.
Drake.
Oh.
And Chris Brown won the lawsuit.
I said no!
You cannot take off your headphones and leave the studio. She's literally walking out of the studio right now. Have you lost your mind? Bring your black ass back and you sit down, wench. Now, we're going to talk about it because we have to. Now, it's just a brief update. We're going to get through this as quickly as possible.
Go on with your fucking story.
Drake and Chris Brown were being sued by this club, Greenhouse, in New York City for that fight that took place last year. And they lost. The club lost the lawsuit because that wasn't the club that they fought in. It was Whip, which was next door. But Greenhouse was trying to sue them, saying that their club got like a bad rap or something, I guess.
Oh, girl, it was right next door. Just reaching for a check.
And the judge was like, girl, we're not giving you $60 million anything because, first of all,
y'all could have been more reasonable about that. Y'all could have said we lost about $10,000 in business due to the incidents of that night. And that would have been a lot more.
Million, but still.
Any million. Like, what were you like? No, you knew that wasn't.
Well, a big thing with the judge was that they were like, and I loved this, like, basically shit happens. Like, niggas fight in the club literally all the time. And clubs, you know, things break. Chairs get thrown to the other side of Methuselah. Like, whatever. But
okay, well, congratulations to them. They don't have to pay out, you know, $8 million.
But Chris Brown
is
still in a shit ton of trouble because he has to deal with his probation being revoked and that hit and run bullshit. And then that black girl who said that he shoved her down in the club, she's now suing him for $25,000 because she said all she wanted was
is
an apology.
Is that all?
Oh. And, well, girl.
Okay. That don't, whatever. I don't care. Whatever. Chris Brown means nothing to me. You can say something. You want to say a little prayer for Chris, or, you know, you want to start like a prayer warrior circle, or do some
I'll
chants.
Just pray that they have like hair bleach in the commissary or something so he can keep.
Do you think
together.
Chris Brown is ever actually going to go to jail for anything that he's done?
I think that if things continue, that I think he has a good chance of going to jail now.
Well,
I mean, if he doesn't, I won't be surprised. But I think that he does because the judge is kind of like, girl, again, like you're back. So right. I think that eventually, and he's black and he's a nigga and he's full of tattoos.
Okay.
So I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't end up going to prison. But if he does, it'll be like, well, girl, what do you expect?
Yeah, it's just one of those situations where I don't think anybody is going to be surprised.
Just put your album out first because I don't think Team Breezy really gives a fuck. They're going to want to hear their music. So here's the thing. We're going to move forward and talk about this royal baby.
Oh, yay. Yeah.
I mean, I try to be a little bit more enthusiastic about it. It's just,
I mean, it's not my event to be excited about.
I feel like if I lived in the UK, I'd be more hype.
Oh, most definitely. I know that everybody over there is like, yeah, fuck yeah. But I mean, for me, it's like,
I think that it's cute.
You tell me about any other baby that's been born.
I think Prince William and Kate are adorable. And I think that them having a baby together is adorable. I loved on Tumblr seeing the picture of Princess Diana and the baby. And then seeing like it was right next to this new picture of their baby, which that was kind of weird to me because she had that baby on like Monday and they were taking pictures of the baby on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, is that, I had all of these questions because I don't, obviously, you know, I'm American and being royalty, like there are, we don't have that here. So like there are traditions and things that I found
strange.
Not that I found them to be strange, but I found out about them and I did not know about them at all. Like when they said the baby was born, they hadn't named him yet. I was like, don't people typically come up with names before their baby is born? But a lot of people were like, well, you know, they talk to the queen about it and it's very important to have like a very nice and acceptable name for a prince and all of that stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that actually makes a lot of sense. And I guess also because they're royalty, like it's this huge press thing and it's maybe also tradition for when a baby is born for them to be like, hey, girl, so look at our child.
Look at the royal baby.
But like the press was like seriously asking them questions as they're holding this day old baby in their arms. And it was just, I'm so used to like celebrities having their baby and disappearing for at least a month and then being like, oh, here's a picture. Leave me alone.
Well, yeah, I think in a place like England where this is still like a huge deal, then, you know, it's not like America, you know, we don't have kings or queens or anything like that. But, you know, if the president and the first lady had a baby, we would expect to see that child and know its name. Like, it's kind of along that same line.
But I still wouldn't feel like I would expect to see the baby the very next day.
I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I'm very happy for
them.
They're
just all really excited, and I'm happy for them. And I wish they didn't name the child George Alexander.
Yeah, it's like George Alexander something.
George Alexander Lewis, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe Louise. I don't know.
Right, one or the other.
And I mean, I just feel like that's so safe. I really wanted them to give him a Jamaican name, like Winston or Clive.
Why would those
or Trevor
English people or give their baby a Jamaican?
There's a
name.
Large Jamaican community in the
But they
in
are not Jamaican.
I don't care. I felt like they should have been inspired by our people and, you know, name the child Barrington or Errol or.
Yeah, you were playing Clive. With yourself. Like, no, you were deluding no one but yourself. No one thought that baby would have any name.
Donovan.
Melissa. I don't know if you know who Melissa Beck is, but she
yes.
From The Real World said that unless the baby's name is Trayvon, she don't care. And I was like,
shit,
that's it.
That was a
reason. I wish they had named that baby Trayvon.
Bitch, can you imagine his Royal Highness, Prince of Cambridge,
Y'all
Trayvon?
Y'all better bow to Prince Trayvon, nigga. Yes.
I would have checked out of life if that
would have been everything.
Don't say shit else to me.
Listen, like, William and me? Kate, it's not too late. All right. Listen, you guys, I'm sure you can magic erase the name off the birth certificate and change it to Trayvon Alexander, changing. Whatever their last name is. You can do it. Don't let the queen boss you around. You grown.
Girl.
I'm just saying, I think that would be a nice gesture.
To name the prince.
Yes.
Trayvon.
You have a lot of trouble accepting this, and I don't know why. But, bitch, it would be great. It would be everything.
It would be everything. I would get my life, but I think that there's a better chance of them naming that child Winston
I think we need to figure out their mailing address, and we need to have everybody send them lots of letters and encourage them to change the baby's name to Trayvon.
Okay.
Yeah, well, let's do that. That's going to be our project.
Right, let's start a Kickstarter.
Yeah,
a
whatever we need to do. But everybody's going to get in together, and we're gonna work to make this happen.
Also, please stop trying to convince me that this baby is Blue Ivy's distant cousin. Y'all have to stop.
Yeah, somebody, I think Huffington Post or somebody said, you know, that the Blue Ivy and the royal baby are 32 generations removed or some shit. Something so ridiculous where you're just like, girl, okay. I mean, that just means nothing.
It means literally nothing. If that's the case, then Meryl Streep has to be my aunt.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
She has to be.
Yeah,
so,
I think you can go ahead and just claim her. You could just go ahead and just be like, that's Annie Merrill. Like, it's done.
I mean, I already call Loretta Devine and Jennifer Lewis and Jack A. Harry my auntie, so.
Jennifer Lewis really is my auntie, though.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
All right.
Okay, you don't believe me.
I mean, well, your mom and...
Oh, yeah, I still got to tell you that story.
You told me the story. I think you should leave it off of it.
Oh, that's right. You told me not to tell the world. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever, girl. Anyway, congratulations to William and Kate.
Speaking of the Carter clan...
Yes.
I think you know what I'm about to talk about.
Yeah, and it's just like I can see the Stan spirit bubbling up in you, and I'm just gonna let you have it. Go ahead. You're bouncing right now.
So Beyonce was performing in Montreal, I think.
I don't know. Somewhere.
I don't remember where. But she was right up into like the end of the show, girl. And she's performing Halo and going and interacting with fans as she always does. Right after I think she ended up shaking a fan's hand or giving a hug or something, she turned around and the wind machine, the fan on the stage, snatched her weave.
Ugh, it just, ugh.
But here's the thing. Mama has this intergalactic ass sewing, bitch, because that shit did not shimmy or shake. It just pulled her head back with it. You are not going to take that weave out.
Right. No, that weave is in there, nigga.
No, it's in. It's in there. So the wind machine, the fan up on the stage, like sucked Beyonce's hair up into it. And she was just kind of stuck there for a second.
Right.
Julius looked like he was going to piss a cat. All of the like stage managers or whoever on the side like gathered around her trying to like untangle her hair from the fan.
Yeah.
And she's just singing the entire time waiting for this travesty.
Right.
Band.
She had like the fans were trying to like the fans like her the
her
people
fans, yeah.
right were like trying to help her and like kind of trying to like tug at the weave and get
and she
it.
She just looked over it.
Yeah, she did.
But the thing that I loved about it, and one of the commenters on SoFurious.com also said this: if you would have closed your eyes and listened to it, you never know that something was going on,
right?
Because she did not miss a beat.
There were people at the show who didn't have a good view of her, and they didn't even know something happened until Beyonce posted the video on Instagram.
She did not. The bitch didn't even hiccup. She didn't lose. She like it's like her body is just programmed to keep the show going.
She's just like the perfect professional. She's mama did not miss a beat, a note. She didn't waver, falter, nothing. It just ugh.
And after a while, they were able to get her out of the damn fan, and she kept on performing like the professional that she is. But what I loved about it was that after, like later on in the night, I guess when she ever, whenever she got back to her hotel room or her private jet or her mansion in the sky or whatever,
right?
She posted on Instagram. She posted the footage on her Instagram with like a laughing emoji.
Yeah.
And then she did like this little note where she reworked the lyrics to Halo.
It was hilarious.
And it said, "Gravity can't begin to pull me out of the fan again."
Yes!
"Feel my hair is yanking.
Give us melody.
From the fan that always hating. Virgin Remy in Malaysian." It was like, these were the literal words that she wrote on there. And then she put like, "Ha, I got snatched. Two snaps, good night, B." Yeah. She's everything.
She's just so cute.
I love people who can laugh at themselves.
Right.
Who don't take themselves seriously.
I think it was, I mean, it's just so funny because had it happened to anybody else, they would have been like, oh shit, like there would have been some kind of reaction. But the fact that she just kept on performing is just like, it just gives my heart another reason to love her completely and thoroughly. Like, I just think she's the ultimate performer. And then to turn around and like laugh at it, like, oh girl, this was so funny that happened to me, but you see I still looked and sounded amazing, so let's all have a good laugh together.
I ain't ever gonna yank you out. Everywhere I'm looking now,
somebody, I don't know who, but they have some very tiny, very delicate, very strong fingers because they got in that so in, they got up on these tracks, whatever the hell, they like up on Beyonce's scalp. Like, the shit is not coming out. Because them big ass industrial fans that blow all that air and have like all that huge suction, like anybody
else
is
probably goes to like India and just touches a bitch on the head and it just grows out of her. Like,
you have like, been chosen.
I don't even, whatever. And I also think that Julius took that fan outside and shot it.
Oh yeah, the fan doesn't exist anymore.
I'm sure they probably dropped it in like
it's been replaced. Somebody did the whole, you know, lights. Somebody's getting fired.
It's one of my favorite moments.
This fan is not.
When you think about it, Beyonce's always been like that. Like, when things like that happen on stage, she's always been like, bam, like, instant. It doesn't affect her. Remember when Michelle fell?
Uh-huh.
And she was just like, whoop. And she looked over for a second, like.
Remember
and
when she
just
fell?
Kept on going. And then when she fell, I was going to say that too. When she fell on stage, same exact thing.
Yep, she just pops back up.
And then
up
she and always laughs about it. Because when she fell on stage at that same concert later on, she was like, that hurt so bad. Live on stage. And everybody cackled.
Right. She's so cute.
And she's almost here.
She's just the queen of my world. I can't wait, motherfucker.
I cannot wait.
Yes! It's like 10 days away. I cannot wait to see her. I'm just, ugh.
Okay. We love you. So
forever.
One more story.
One more story.
And it's about Amanda Bynes.
Oh, okay.
So she got. Let me tell you what this crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, please tell me what she did, because I haven't paid any attention to her since she said that the president and the first lady were ugly. And that's when I was like, okay,
first
girl,
of all,
the crack is so deep in you. It's so deep. Like,
and you know what? I don't even think it's drugs anymore. I think that she literally does have a mental illness.
Oh, I hope so.
And that's kind of the story today. So she went to this neighborhood in Thousand Oaks in California, which she was also like stopped and for trespassing like not too long ago. Anyway, she went to a random elderly lady's home.
What?
Sat in the driveway and started a fire.
You want to run that by me one more again?
She went to a random woman's house, sat in their driveway with like a little red tank of gasoline and started like a bonfire in the driveway.
For what? Was
with
she
her
sacrificing
dog.
Something?
I don't know. Maybe she was trying to kill the dog. Because they say that the dog was like covered in gasoline, but it wasn't hurt. And then,
oh God.
I guess someone saw the fire, and so they called the fire department. The fire department came, and then they noticed that Amanda was there. So then the sheriff department was called. Police came. And so they asked her, like, what the fuck she was doing. And they said that her answer and her response was so loony that they're like, okay, we have to get you out of here. So they called the loony bin, and they took her to the hot, like, they got her on a 5150 hole, which is like, it's like an involuntary, it's basically like being detained. Like,
okay.
They took her to the hospital, yeah, and she's going through like a mental evaluation. Now they're trying to extend it for another 2 weeks because they say she's showing signs of schizophrenia. They knocked on the lady's house. It was an old lady. The lady has never heard of Amanda Bynes before. She doesn't know anything about her. They said that she even burned part of her own clothes. Like,
oh, wow.
She's nuts.
Yeah, she sounds.
She's losing it.
No, she honestly sounds like, all crackhead jokes aside, she sounds like she's seriously not well.
At all.
Like there's something literally wrong with
her
brain.
Very, very deep and wrong with her.
See, and all you motherfuckers who was gassing her up on the internet, talking about how cute she looked, fucking dumbass Kim Kardashian, talking about you love her look, and all you idiot-ass
right.
rappers.
And Kim Kardashian was just trying to be shady and funny with her stank ass. Like, that girl honestly has a lot
going on. I mean, and her family has been saying, listen, don't encourage this bullshit. She's sick.
Like, she is sick.
And now y'all see, they weren't lying.
I did kind of get her together when she called Barack and Michelle ugly, just because I took offense to it. You're not gonna come for my president or my first lady.
Okay.
Especially not when you came
I ignored
to court
it
with that
you
disheveled
know how
ass wig. I know, and I, you know, don't like to put people on blast with mental illness because I know that it's serious. But I just,
well, I don't think anybody really knew. Like, I think a lot of people had their suspicions that it was mental illness, but this incident that you just told me about makes me think that it's not drugs, that it, you know, there's something wrong with her brain and she needs a doctor and a treatment program.
And they've been comparing her to Britney, because, you know, when Britney shaved all her head off and was hitting bitches with umbrellas, they got her on that same hold.
I thought Britney was just like, though, in the end, she was just like stressed out because of,
yeah,
like,
I don't think that their situations are the same.
Yeah, no, I think this girl has something wrong with her brain. I think Britney Spears was just going through it.
And I just love how Amanda's parents came out and they were like, so, yeah, we're not paying for any damage.
Like the damage to the lady's driveway, yeah, or whatever.
Because, like, if you look at the pictures, like, there are burn marks on the lady's, on her driveway. But her parents were like, girl, we're not paying for shit.
Well, I mean,
and honestly, my parents,
she has money.
She has money.
Right. It's not like I'm not paying for it because, you know, my daughter ain't got it.
If you call my parents, I could tell you exactly how that conversation would go. So your son went batshit crazy and started a fire in my driveway. Yeah. Okay. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. All right. So what is it that you,
your
that
house
you need
is,
from me?
Your house is still there?
Everything's great. Yeah. Well, I was hoping that maybe you would cover the damages for the fuck no. Absolutely not.
I can't imagine my mom being like, but, you know, that girl is grown. So coming to me with your hand out sound like you took a wrong turn somewhere. Yeah. You ended up in the wrong location.
You took the wrong left in Albuquerque, girl.
So you trying to tell me my daughter sat in your driveway and burnt up your driveway. Okay. Well, my
maybe
daughter
file a lawsuit.
I think you should go find her and tell her you want your money. My mama is not paying for that at all, no matter what.
At the very least, give this bitch some money so she can get somebody to come and power wash that shit off.
I hope that now that she's in this hole that you're talking about, this 5150, hopefully that means that she gets actual medical treatment and she's not allowed to just leave and go do whatever she wants to do.
No, she's not allowed to leave until they tell her that she can.
Well, I think it would be good for her to get a diagnosis and maybe begin a treatment plan and accept that there's something wrong with her, because it really seems like it is. And that's not something to play around with. I don't know why people like to treat it like it's no big deal to have a mental illness. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, it's a reason for a person to be stigmatized or ostracized. But, you know,
a lot of people with mental illnesses,
it's definitely
either don't
an illness.
Know that they have a mental illness, or they don't treat it. And that's a problem. Mental illness is actually something that's extremely serious and does not get discussed enough. But you can't just be going and setting
right. No, you
driveway.
Sure can't.
So hopefully people can finally you know, get her the help that she needs so she can stop acting completely crazy and calling people ugly and dressing like Black China.
And most importantly, leaving them aquamarine wigs at home. Like, more than anything, we just need you to stop with that synthetic hair. We just need you to stop.
Don't do it. Oh, and there are no criminal charges being held against
her. Of course not, because being white is just the best thing ever. It is just
the hate when we say it, but it's very true.
Whatever, girl.
But that's it. Woo! That is our life. And pop culture this week. It could have been worse. It's definitely been worse.
Yeah, it could have. It was, well, you know what? Bless us.
Fighting evil by moonlight.
Bitch, what? Listen, we're not going to do this with Sailor Moon, okay? We're not going to be quoting it, and we're not going to be making little comments about it or anything else. I just want you to know right now, like, the shit's not going to keep going. It's not going to happen.
Love by daylight.
Okay, you know what?
Never running from a real fight. She is the one named Sailor Moon.
But the fact of the matter is that she actually does run from the real fight in pretty much every fucking episode.
Well, you're only on 18, bitch. She hasn't found her courage yet. Don't come for Sailor Moon. Shit, I'm just damn saying, it, bitch.
The lyrics
you're so
are
Mars.
Just incorrect.
You're so Mars.
I don't know what that means yet.
You haven't gotten... Wait, you have to have gotten
to
Ray.
Ray? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The one who doesn't have any time for Serena's bullshit. Yeah, you're right.
The bitch.
Yeah, the one who gets shit done. That's right.
You go to hell.
Move on. What are we doing next? Let's move on.
So once again, girl, we're here to feel your plight about this TV struggle.
Yeah.
I know how it is, and it's really real.
When you just have like a life and you just miss your shows, it's devastating.
It can be. But it doesn't have to be. If you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead right now, you can take advantage of an extended trial courtesy of us. And catch up on all of your shows. Get started now, girl, before Scandal comes back on October 3rd.
Yes, and there are so many shows to choose from. You can browse through all kinds of different TVs and movies, see what's available on your favorite devices. I like to catch up on Law & Order SVU and Family Guy. They have a lot of seasons of The Real World. They have Raggedy Ass Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, if you missed an episode of that. So hurry on over. It's $7.99 a month, but we are giving you guys a 2-week free trial. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead to sign up.
That is HuluPlus.com/TheRead, HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Try it out now. Know you're going to love it. A lot of you already have gotten started and it's great. We know it. So let's get back to the show.
Woo.
Okay, so now it's time for one of my favorite portions of our program.
Yeah.
It's our listener letter.
It is. And we have an update this week from Monique. If you recall, Monique is the girl who emailed us about the Beyonce ticket and what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she says, although I listened to the show after the concert, I have to tell you guys what happened. Hakeem and I went to the Beyonce concert together, and lo and behold, Jordan was waiting for us at the escalator in front of the entrance.
I'm not surprised.
Of course, he started some shit with Hakeem, and what did my intelligent ass do? I stood on the goddamn sideline and watched these queens get into it over the Beyonce concert that we were already at. After moderate arguing, they got into a DEFCON 5 level fight outside the venue.
You are lying!
While I moseyed my behind right into the concert to see King B.
That's right, Monique!
I ended up sitting by myself while neither of them got to witness the absolute greatness that is Beyonce. And to be honest, I don't give 1 ounce of a fuck that they missed it. I don't want to seem like a bad friend to either of them, but they should have never acted a
bitch,
plum
you
fool
shouldn't.
To not be allowed entry anyway. And I'm not going to let anybody block my blessing. Thanks for answering my question. And please know that you guys are healing the world one person at a time.
How dare you?
Hakeem and Jordan got into such a big fight outside the Beyonce concert that they got banned. And could not come inside. And so Monique took her ass indoors.
Dare you desecrate the venue that is hosting the Mrs. Carter Show?
Let me tell you something. It's nothing you can do to piss me off that bad if I have a ticket and I'm at the door of a Beyonce concert. You can do nothing.
You would literally have to take both hands, cup them to hold my nuts, bitch, yeah. While I walk inside. Because, girl, and they're already there. Like, what'd you
my
think
girl,
you were gonna do?
I shall not be moved today, bitch. I'm going to see Beyonce. So
Monique,
I don't know.
You work the fuck out. She had the right idea. She said, you know what? Let these hoes mollywop each other and windmill if they want to. I'm going to get my life. And that's exactly what the fuck I'm sure you did, girl. Good job.
Don't forget to email us your questions at asktheread@gmail.com. And now let's move on into this week's first question. It comes from Charlene. And she said, I've just started following you guys on most social media. And I noticed that a lot of people seem to talk to y'all as if they're really close to you. I have to admit that because I listen to you guys so frequently, sometimes I feel like I know you personally. But I also know that if I ran up on one of y'all on the street, you wouldn't know me from Adam. So that keeps me from getting in your personal business.
I'm glad you know that.
Does it happen often that people don't get this and end up overstepping their bounds? How do you handle it? Have y'all had any super crazy fans yet? How do you feel about this? I know this was relevant to your life last week in particular.
Here's the thing. Okay. I just realized yesterday that I say here's the thing literally like 50 times
I say
times
listen
a day.
All the time, like every sentence.
Anyway, I understand that a lot of people like listen to the show or watch our YouTube videos or follow us on Twitter and feel like there's this camaraderie. I get it. You just have to, as what is this person's name?
This is Charlene.
As Charlene said, you have to remember that we don't know one another.
That's all.
It doesn't mean that you cannot come up to us and say hi or tweet us or send us an email or like, we like that kind of thing.
But some of you have really personal questions that just...
You have to sometimes think about it and be like, so yeah, this person does not actually know me.
Right.
And so this might just be a bit much.
Like, it's just a little weird to ask questions about, you know, our sex lives or... details about like family members or our personal lives. Like some questions are just like, girl, what? Like, why would you ask a perfect stranger a question like that? But then I get it because, you know, people, you know, it's like they're, it's like when they listen to the show, it's like they're sitting here with us having a conversation. So you feel like, you know, you're comfortable and all that. And for me, I don't get a lot of people asking really personal questions. So this isn't a huge issue of mine, but it does happen occasionally that somebody will say something or ask a question that really, like, if they thought about it, they would never ask any other person a question.
That's
like
the
that.
Thing. And I've, after the whole bullshit with my name and tweeting it and all of that.
Oh,
annoyance,
God, that was such a dramatic day.
I've just told myself this. I'm not going to be nice to any more weird people. Like, do yourselves a favor and ask yourself before you ask me a question or do whatever. Ask yourself, would this be really weird if someone did this to me?
Right.
Because if you think that it would be really weird, odds are you should probably just not go there with me because I'm no longer going to tolerate it. I'm going to be a complete and utter bitch to you.
Well,
if you are just really weird.
Yeah.
My personal stuff. Like, I don't give a fuck about talking about a lot of stuff, even with sex, although I don't really have it. Like, I don't really have, like, I'm not, like, completely shut down with talking about certain things, but, like, I don't know, girl. I don't know. It's weird.
For me, I think it's just don't ask me a question about something that I haven't presented to you as information or as a topic of discussion. Like,
right.
Don't ask me about my sex life if I don't ever talk to y'all about my sex life. So, like,
right.
I just feel like that is a great rule of thumb and let's all adopt it.
Let's just go from there. And I think that's fine.
All right, Charlene, hopefully that answered your question. We have another one from Howard who said, I recently was forced out of the closet by my uncle in possibly one of the worst ways.
Oh, girl, are you fucking serious, uncle?
I was at work about 6 months ago when my uncle texted me out of the blue, accusing me of being interested in my 15-year-old male cousin. That is, of course, false. But he even threatened legal action. I know that accusations such as these
are... Is the cousin the uncle's child?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that accusations such as these are serious, and because I work at a public school and such a thing could destroy my career, this forced me to come out to my mother, who is this uncle's sister. I told her everything that was going on, and fortunately, the being gay part went over well. But she immediately told their mother and their other sister, so now everybody except my cousins and siblings knows. It's been 6 months now and my uncle hasn't gone any further with the threats. But basically now I can't go to any family gatherings without feeling like every move I make is being watched and scrutinized. I can't even speak to the 15-year-old cousin without feeling like I'm walking on eggshells. I love all my family, but now I'm scared to even speak to any of my male relatives for fear of another accusation. I don't know how to handle this because I liked how close I had been with my cousins, but I obviously don't want my uncle to take this any further. What should I do?
Your family needs to know that your uncle is a complete and utter asshole and fuck exactly and every bit of his goddamn feelings.
Wow. So I was going to say something similar, except with way fewer cuss words, but I was going to say, it sounds to me like you need to publicly shame your uncle for the threat that he made against you. Like,
how dare you?
Right.
First of all,
accuse me of being interested in my cousin? Nigga, excuse me while I puke.
15-year-old cousin at that.
Like, I'm sorry, cousin. Blood related first cousin. Are you shitting me right now? Like, interested
like,
in my cousin?
Why would you? What?
Because I'm gay. You just think I'm interested in my cousin. Like, that is just, girl.
Loki, your uncle might be gay too.
Oh, Lord. Don't.
Shit. Let's talk about it, because it sounds like a prime case of some closeted bullshit and projecting and all
don't
that
it?
Stuff. Because how, like, what would make your uncle think that you are attracted to his 15-year-old child, your
right.
cousin? Like, what? Like, it.
Like, my own cousin, though.
My own cousin. Like, what?
That alone is enough of a reason to be like, listen.
The fact that you were basically forced to come out to your family when you were not ready or whatever is bad enough. But now the fact that you can't even be comfortable with your family that don't have a problem with you because this nigga is, like, out here spreading bullshit. Like, if I were you, I would cuss him the fuck out.
Right.
Or publicly embarrass him and let your family know that he's the one with the goddamn problem and he's a fucking idiot.
I think the next time your family's all together, you need to say, so that, because what happens when you tell one person something and then they go tell somebody else is that niggas always forget details or they add in details.
It's just like the game telephone.
Every time. So what you need to do is get everybody, when everybody is together in the house, so that there's no secrets, so that there's no confusion about what was said, be like, listen, straight up, all of y'all know that I'm gay. If you didn't, now you know. Sup siblings, sup cousins, now you know. And this is what Uncle such and such has been saying. Like, he's been threatening to go public and say this crazy lie in an effort to, you know, shame me or get me fired or whatever the fuck else. And so everybody needs to know about this bullshit. Like, everybody needs to know that, first of all, what he's saying is a lie. And secondly, he's doing this, like, to your own nephew. Like, I could never. Like, I have a nephew. And the thought of, like, trying to coerce him into doing something because I'm dissatisfied with his sexual orientation, it's just ridiculous. Like, ugh, your uncle needs an ass whooping.
He's a dickhead, girl, and he should be treated as such. So, do what you gotta do, girl.
Yeah.
And let us know how it goes. I'm really sorry that you even have to go through that, but you should not feel uncomfortable to just enjoy the company of your family because your uncle wants
your
to be an
own damn
asshole.
Cousin.
Like, fuck him.
Like, I'm offended.
Get him together.
That's it. We have one more question. Last question. This is from Madison.
Okay.
And Madison said, I broke up with my ex-boyfriend of 2 years over 6 months ago. Back in June, we started to talk again, not to get back together, but just to be friends. A week ago, we got into a very heated argument. Mean things were said by both of us, but then he said something about posting my not safe for work photos on Facebook. My face is not in these photos, but if they were revealed to our friends and family, they would know it was me. After the argument, I talked to him about it the next day, and he said that he didn't mean it, and it was something that he said in the heat of the moment. I accepted this, and then I asked him if I could delete the photos from his phone and computer, but he refused, saying that his remarks were just jokes and I have nothing to worry about. He told me to drop it after I brought it up a few more times, and I appeased just to keep the peace. I've gone through his phone, and I haven't found them, so I'm guessing they're on his computer, and I can't figure out how to get access to that. I'm not sure what to do. I want nothing to do with him after all this, but I want to remain quote-unquote friends in hopes of deleting the photos. I have the fear of these photos being released hanging over my head, and it's driving me crazy. What should I do?
Here's the thing.
Ooh-wee.
I just said it again.
You did it again. And you're going to do it again before the show
ends. I'm sure I'm going to do it again before the show is over.
Here's the thing. Damn, Madison.
I am not proud of this, but I have made a similar threat once.
Ooh-wee.
And it was also an empty threat. That's not something that I would ever, ever, ever do because I just think that it's bitch made. But
I understand
leaking someone's nude photographs.
I mean, is it bitch made all the time? Certainly in some circumstances, it's okay.
Like, to do it out of spite, yes. And I don't understand any other, like, why would you ever?
Well, anyway, go ahead with what you were saying about.
Yeah, I'm saying that it was an empty threat that I said once when I was just extremely angry at someone, but that's not something that I would ever do. I think that the only thing that you could really do is, you know, I guess, communicate to him how important it really is to you for those photos to be deleted and hope that he deletes. Like, I can't think of anything else that you could do here. Because, I mean, I don't know, unless you can find a way to hack into his computer.
Right. I don't think it's,
and delete him.
Yeah. I would be thinking of ways to steal his computer, honestly. That's what I would be doing. I'd be trying to think of.
We don't
want to
commit a crime.
Right. No, I mean, that's illegal and don't do that. But that's what I would be. That's where my mind would be. Like, I have to find a way. But then you never know if he emailed them to himself or.
Go over to his house. We're awful. Go over to his house or whatever. Once he's like, at some point where he's on his computer, he'd be like, oh, can I have some of that strawberryta or something? And then just,
and
like,
then just whoops.
Just all over
his computer. I just got mom liquor all over your computer.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. Let me go get you a paper towel.
No, in all seriousness, I don't really know any other way besides to really communicate. Maybe if you got to cry or something, I don't know, to just tell him like it's really important for you to have those photos deleted. If you have any pictures of him, that you'll delete those as well, and both of you can move on. I understand. And maybe if he thinks the way that I do, like when I did it, he really never will do it. But I can understand if you just, to be safe.
But if he really wasn't going to do it, then why wouldn't he just delete them when she asked?
He probably faps to them.
Oh, see, and this is why I don't agree with sending out risque photographs. This is why I don't, because I just, and this is anytime somebody asks me about it, I'm always like, okay, girl, well, just don't send them. I don't care. I don't care if your face isn't in it. If there's something about your body that could be identifiable and you know that it could, then just don't send them out, because you never know. People's phones get stolen. People's friends go through their phones. People get mad and get petty, and you just never know. And now, you know, your naked body is all over the internet, whatever. Like, it seems to me like this is a problem so easily avoided, because you can't control what other people do.
Right.
So if you, like, yeah, in the moment you trust this person, but who knows what's going to happen 6 months, a year, 2 years down the line. Like, I just don't understand why you would run the risk. For what? Now he has a naked picture of you in his phone. So what? Like, what's the appeal? I'm just saying, like, I don't really get
I agree with
I don't
you.
Get the whole trading nudes phenomenon. Like, I just, and I know a lot of people my age do. It's not like, oh, I'm so old, like people don't do it. I know grandmas and granddaddies be out here sexting, but I just, for me personally, it's just like, girl, for what though? Now what?
Right.
Why are you looking regretful?
I just enjoy nudes.
Ugh. Like, but why?
I don't know.
I mean, you could Google porn and look at nudes.
It's not the same.
How?
Or just do, like, just have Skype sex. But you can take pictures of Skype too.
Skype sex. You know what? Did you just say Skype sex?
Yeah, that's a thing.
No, I know it's a thing. I just am stunned. Like, okay, I just... Okay.
I'm trying to think of healthy alternatives when you might want to see someone, you know, with their undercarriage.
Why don't
out.
You just go have sex with them then?
Maybe you can't always do that.
But what reason?
Maybe you're really horny and you're at work and you just want something to look at. Or
I mean, isn't that going to make your situation worse?
I don't know. Stop pressuring me. Damn it. Listen, girl, I don't know what to tell you. I hope we fix it. I hate you. I hope that everything gets worked out.
You're mad at me because you can't answer simple questions.
I don't know. Nudes are just a part of life.
Now. Okay. Okay. Well.
But yeah, like if it's something you just have to, girl, I don't know. Just be careful.
Pray about it, I guess.
And I don't know. If you have some grape juice or something, just accidentally knock it over.
Check out the laws in your area. See if it's legal for somebody to post photos without your consent. All that. I just feel like the whole thing is a gray area. And so my advice is always just avoid sending them in the first place. But do whatever you want. It's your life. And don't forget to email us all your questions at asktheread@gmail.com.
All right.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah. Reads.
Well, duh, bitch. I meant for this part of the show.
Well, no.
Oh, you're so damn stupid. Like, why would I? Okay. Anything else? Oh, bitch, except we haven't done the whole last part of the show.
Well, would you like to waste your time on me or would you like to actually read?
Listen, I go first every single week because you never have your shit together. So you can go first this week.
Well, that's fine.
Son of a biscuit eating bulldog ass bitch ass nigga. Sick of your shit.
One thing that she won't be doing is giving me too much. Because right now you're in excess. Okay?
I want you to take a good look at me and ask me, do I give a fuck?
Simmer down, sweet tits.
I just want you to think about it to yourself right now. Does Crystal actually give a fuck about what I'm saying?
So,
and the answer will come to you.
Girl, look, you are so Sailor Mars. You are a wicked, you're a Queen Beryl.
Oh, okay, well, whatever.
So
I'm better than that
actually,
idiot ass Serena.
Don't be a hater all your life. So this week, much like last week, I don't have a read. But the great part about that is that we get to pass the read.
Pass the read like we used to.
And I love our sound bite.
I replay it over and over. It's so good.
So this week's read that's being passed up comes from a listener who I think they might want their name omitted, but we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But the read is actually about fuckboys.
Oh, well.
Which seems to be like a running thing for us.
Yeah.
So this is what it says. It says, I know we've all seen these post bad bitches of the day, and asses that could never be real, but I know you want to look at it pages on Twitter. You know, like those pages.
Yeah.
Right. That so many guys like to retweet on our timelines. When it comes to the pages, I see nothing wrong with them. What I do have an issue with are the fuck niggas who retweet them 24/7 and have the nerve to set their standards of women up to the girls in the pictures. Obviously, these photos have been touched, retouched, and then touched again by an angel. But I can't possibly understand how you expect regular ass people to look like this all the time. Here I am looking probably similar to the way your mother looked when she was my age or better, hair flip.
Okay.
And you have the nerve to say I'm not enough as a black woman because I don't look exotic enough for your porch monkey ass. I think the icing on the cake is that it's always Pillsbury dough bitch niggas.
Yeah.
They want to come down on me like I'm not living up to their standard
of
women.
Write that down.
Listen, she's fed up. Granted, I'm not Beyonce. Fine. Nobody is.
But Beyonce.
But I feel like they think life is a porn ad and hot bitches are just waiting for them to log on Twitter. No woman gets on Twitter and thinks, damn, where's that ain't shit nigga with no car and ashy ankles at? That's the type of nigga I want to fuck. For example, one cat ass nigga who has to be pushing 275 pounds at 5'3" had the audacity to post pictures on Instagram claiming he likes abs on a girl and his girl has to have abs. But here he goes walking around looking like Porky the Pig and is perfectly fine with that. I don't know if it's just a double standard of life, but it really pisses me off. I think the moral of my read is how can you have so many preferences when you're nobody's first choice? Granted, you can tweet, retweet, and reblog whatever your heart desires, but why put down and insult those who don't fit your to-do list? Have a seat and wait for your number to be called like the rest of these bum-ass niggas. Lotus flower lightly fondled.
Oh.
That's what it says at the end.
Okay.
So I'm just going to call you Lotus.
Well, damn, girl.
Lotus let have.
I love it.
I actually love this read because I see it all the time. And this is the thing. Again, like you, girl, I don't have a problem with these Twitter accounts that post photos of these scantily clad women.
I do. They bore me. And so I have filtered all of them out of my timeline.
Right. But, I mean, I don't think that there's anything. I think that having like a whole Twitter or Instagram account dedicated to it is like much. But I don't think there's anything wrong with seeing a picture of somebody that you think is attractive and retweeting and saying like, damn, this person is fine. Male or female.
Mm-hmm.
What I do think is stupid is for you to then turn around and say, all of you bitches need to look like this because this is the standard of beauty.
Yeah.
Even if you're like fucking Tyson Beckford, Barack Obama, like you could be
whoever your ultimate fine nigga is.
Whoever. You could have all of the money in the world and all of the looks. That's just not right. There are tons of different kinds of beauty out here. And it always happens with women versus men. They always do this shit. And all these fuck niggas and fuck boys get up on Twitter and try. And actually, my read today was going to be something that I could fit in here, but I'm going to actually save this for a video.
Okay.
But there are tons of niggas who get up on Twitter and they follow these trends. And I really think that a lot of these men do, they know that they can never pull the women that they be retweeting and talking about how fine they are. They just do it because they want to look a certain way for all of these other niggas on Twitter that might have 10 or 20,000 followers or however many. Then the thing that I find comical about that is that constantly the niggas of Black Twitter always getting put on blast and exposed for either beating their wives or like cheating on their girlfriend or having kids they don't take care of or going to jail for grand theft or whatever. It's clear that none of you niggas are shit. So if you don't have anything to offer, don't list all of these requirements of what it is that you're looking from a woman, bitch, because no one gives a honey roasted fuck about them.
Yes.
Absolutely no one. So you live in that fucking fantasy if you want to, thinking that you could be pulling a Rihanna or a Beyonce or a Tay Heckert or whoever the fuck, girl, because you could.
You're not.
You better get used to these Kaias, girl.
Yeah. That's who's in your lane. You stay over there.
So thank you so much for this wonderful read that I got to pass along.
Y'all went completely off. I have nothing to add.
I love it.
It was beautiful.
So what's your read?
So I just have a little short thing this week. No big deal, but it really just grinds my gears when people who are in, let's say, Group A, and they have been in Group A for years, and they luxuriate in Group A, and they have been of Group A for so long, suddenly find themselves in Group B for whatever reason, and then have all kinds of shit to talk about people in Group A. That's my problem. That's my read for this week. No, don't look at me like that, motherfucker. I'm talking about people who may have been at a certain stage in life and then happened upon a come up, and now they're looking down on people who aren't, you know, on whatever level that they give a shit about. And this could apply to so many different things.
Yeah.
This could be, you know, the girl from high school who, you know, was super fat and then she got weight loss surgery and now she's trying to teach other people how to lose weight. Or it could be like an issue with bloggers where somebody got, you know, some new contract and they're making, you know, millions now as opposed to whoever else. And now they talking shit about other bloggers or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Here's what I'm saying. And actually, I like that first example that I gave so much that I'm just going to roll with that.
All right. Well, sure.
As a fellow member of Team Chunk, shout out to Fresh Alina.
I love that term.
Who is our president and CEO. But, you know, as acting secretary, I just want to go ahead and say this one thing. You other fat ladies who are now not fat, just remember, girl, that you used to be one of us and it wasn't cute then. And so trying to, like, turn around and talk shit to us like you better than us, like, honey, no. Especially if you didn't, you know, change work, your diet and exercise and all this. But if you went somewhere and the only work you did to lose weight was sign the release form, somebody cut your damn stomach open and tied it into a pretzel or whatever the fuck else, and then you lost, you know, 200 pounds in 6 weeks, I'm happy for you and I'm gonna let you finish. But how about don't turn around your wrinkly ass used to be chubby finger and pointed at me talking about what I need to do to lose weight and all the different ways you can help me, or saying something about other fat people like, oh, such and such wider than all outside, or Spotify can't shop somewhere. Like, girl, you would still be fat if you hadn't agreed to have surgery. Like, just keep it real cute when you all of a sudden find yourself coming up from a certain place. Like, that would be like me turning around and being like, oh, well, I moved out of Oklahoma and I live in New York now, and I've lived in New York for over a year, and I just can't believe all you cretins in Oklahoma.
What are you still doing there?
How have you guys not done anything with yourselves? Like, bitch, humble yourself. Who exactly the fuck do you think you are?
That is the behavior, honestly, of insecure, immature people. Like, that's a really, like, a high school mentality of, like, the kid who got bullied and picked on, and then the new kid comes in and everybody kind of starts picking on them and they join in.
Right.
Rather than being the bitch like, listen, I know how it feels. Like, it's fun. It'll be fun.
Why can't you just, like, be sympathetic and be an ally to those people? If you really feel like they need help, you ought to know, of all people, that shaming other people is not a good way to get them to change who they are. If shaming worked, then people wouldn't have anywhere near the number of issues they have, because almost all of us can think of at least one way our parents have tried to shame us into changing something about themselves. The shit doesn't work. So why you thought you could come up, so to speak, and then turn around and shame other people who are still at the level you just left and thought that would be effective, bitch? Bitch, did you think it through? Like, it just doesn't make any goddamn sense to me. Not to mention, not all of us, like, I would just rather be fat than look like a bobblehead because I had weight loss surgery.
You are not going.
I'm just saying, I don't want to look like a matchstick with like a big ass head and then like a thick ass body. I'm just saying, like, I don't look at Star Jones and think, yes.
It's hilarious because I see all the blood that you have created here. Like, I see the pool of blood and I know who it belongs to. And it's great. So
I'm just saying, let's all just keep it humble. Remember who you are. You know, and if you feel like you've succeeded in something, then go ahead and congratulate yourself. But just keep it real cute.
Maybe sometimes you just have to remember that you ain't nowhere as big as God. And you don't know half of the things that he does. So if that's what it takes to humble your wig down and relax your edges.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
The Lord giveth and he snatcheth away. Okay?
Don't make God show you who he is. Just keep it cute. That's all I'm saying. That's just a warning to all of us out here. You start feeling like you're getting a little successful and you start feeling yourself. Pump your brakes, bitch. Humble yourself. Lower your wig. That's all.
Studies have found that 0% of lesbian moms are abusive.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Uber facts.
Thank you so much for giving me that completely random piece of information.
It just
that
flew.
Benefits absolutely no one. So glad to know that you are looking at Twitter while you are doing the show.
You were finished with what you were saying.
Bitch, I'm not offended. So why you got that attitude with me, I don't know.
Because you're being snarky.
No, because you're Serena and you're never doing what the fuck you're supposed to be doing. So when somebody calls you out,
you know what? You can call me Serena until the goddamn cows come home, because at the end of the day, I still win. You can call me Serena all day, but just last week,
you didn't even know who the fuck she was.
Yes, bitch, because just last week, you didn't even know who the fuck she was, and now you're 18 episodes in and you're getting your life. So damn it, yes, I do win. I do. And I'm Serena, but you'll never be Luna, bitch. You will never be Luna. You are
I'm Luna to your
Mars.
Bullshit right now,
you are the
girl.
Mean Mars and a tomboy Jupiter.
I haven't met Jupiter.
And lesbian ass Neptune.
And I haven't met Neptune either.
You will get there.
I don't give a shit about all that you just said.
It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit. So we're done.
I have something else to talk about, and it has nothing to do with your bullshit ass anime show.
That you live for.
Girl, shut up. I'm so excited to announce a new advertiser on the read this week, Ixora Botanical Beauty, which is a company that Kip Fury and I both love. We have tried their products and used their products for quite a while now. So we're so excited to pass along to you guys a little bit of information about them and a way for you to save 15% on your first order.
If you use the code THEREAD15, the number 15, at IxoraBB.com, that's IxoraBB.com, you can get 15% off your first purchase.
I love Ixora so much. I use a lot of her products. She has a jumbo combo butter that you can literally use all over your body. Like, for me, it's fantastic and I don't need much else. But she also has her Ixora Face Trilogy set, which includes her Blissful Skin Cleanser, the Cara Hermosa butter, and the Mon Bijou sugar scrub. And it's like a face pack. Bitch, it's everything. You can mix and match your orders. You can add all kinds of fun scents like cinnamon bun, magnolia, mango.
I have to get that cinnamon bun. I've been using the peppermint one on my face and it makes me
It wakes
like
you right up.
Christmas.
Yeah. And you just smell like Santa Claus
perfect.
Semen. And it's just everything.
Santa Claus semen.
Yeah, that's what peppermint smells like. But I want like the mango. I want to get a mango scented lip balm from her. She has body sprays, skin scrubs, body wash, so much stuff. So definitely check her out on Twitter at IxoraBB and log on now to www.ixorabb.com and use the code THEREAD15 to get 15% off your first purchase.
You're going to love it, I'm sure.
Yep. Tweet us about it and show us your photos.
And so, yes, that is our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Another episode all done.
Don't forget to follow us. This is The Read. Go to thisistheread.com for more information. Send us your photos of you guys listening to the show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. If you have a read that you want to be passed along in a future episode, send it
Pass it along to Kid Fury, because obviously he doesn't get any work done for the show, and I always get my work done for the show, so... Help Kid Fury not have to do any work for the show and just give him reads to do in your place so that he doesn't have to actually take any time out of his day to think of anything.
First of all, Winch, I said that I had a read that I'm saving for a video.
No one believes you.
Because everyone, including you, have been pressuring me to get back on YouTube.
Serena.
No. Serena. Ray.
Keep it.
Ray.
Keep it.
Lita. I'm going to tell you one goddamn thing, bitch, because I had a read, but I'm saving it for a video because the girls want YouTube.
You so turned up right now and I don't care.
No, because I'm sick of your shit.
You just going to have to be sick of it.
Anyway, send us reads at pasttheread@gmail.com.
Yes.
Follow us. Don't forget to check out HuluPlus.com and their extended free trial at HuluPlus.com/TheRead.
Don't forget to rate, review, comment on iTunes.
And
all those ratings and comments are what helped us get the attention of iTunes in the first place. So definitely keep that up. And thank you so much for supporting the show as always.
I just saw butt cheeks go down my timeline.
Okay. Log off.
No, these are someone's legs.
Girl, what? Good night.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
This season on Nada Yada Island.
When we were new, they spoiled me. They even gave me a phone. But then, it's like I didn't exist.
Don't take yada yada from your wireless carrier. Now with Metro, get that new customer feeling again and again. Introducing Metro Flex. Free 5G phones when you join, same deals as new customers when you stay. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Just bring your number and ID and sign up for an eligible plan. After 12 months, trade in and get our best deals on select devices.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account, so if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to... maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health. Or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you.